Good morning, everybody. It's your boy Dom Osama coming at you from the Gen Say Show. Live from Anchor Nation, Next Generation. I just want to first off thank you guys for all the support, all the help I've been getting, all the perspective I've been gaining lately from all those who reached out to me from recent things I've been posting or questions I've been posing. So thank you guys. You guys are really getting my brain going and I appreciate it. Now, this weekend, for those who don't know, I officiate. I'm a part owner with my bros Rich of Always Official LLC. And we officiate in the Portland area. Yo, what's going on, bro? What's good, famo? And we officiate in the Portland area. And we go down here every weekend and we give a specific style of officiating. The officiating we do isn't officiating that is just go in there, call the game, and leave. The way we officiate is we go in there and we teach these kids. We help them. We don't just punish them. We call it in a way to where they can understand how to get better and how not to fall for that same trap or that same play or make that same mistake with the ball while at the same time doing it in the heat of battle. Most people don't learn lessons in the midst of battle. Most people dwell in hindsight or foresight, which causes them to not do anything. So unless you're doing it while it's happening, it's hard to really learn at the most efficient levels, in my opinion. Now, when it comes to all of this stuff, the biggest thing I know is going to be there in these games is adversity. And a lot of these kids, they are young, but they aren't very strong at fighting through adversity. And to no fault of their own, because I've noticed through the amount of games I've called, I've been calling games for about 4 years now. And the amount of games I've called, I hear the same things from the same parents, from not the same parents, I just hear the same thing. And that's a foul, this, carry, travel, da-da-da-da, the usual stuff. But what some people don't understand is at the youth levels, that's going to happen pretty much every play. And for you to yell out, travel, carry, and all this other stuff, it's completely rude to that child who's practiced all week and now it comes time to show it and they're already self-conscious. You make it hard for them to do what they worked on because they're so busy worried about what you're looking at and how bad they're doing. Because I promise you, you're not calling carry and travel on your team out loud, screaming it. So if you're gonna tell me or an official to call it both ways, cheer it both ways then. That's just a side note. You should definitely, if you're gonna tell a ref to call it both ways, you have to go forth and cheer for both ways. And I think that's fair, if you wanna be fair, parents. So that's just one thing. But my main point was, a lot of these parents don't give these kids the tools to fight through adversity. Because once they hit an adversity and someone acknowledges it, and I posted a video on this before, but once you acknowledge an adversity to a child or to a young person in the heat of battle, they're going to think that that thing isn't supposed to be there. They're going to think that, oh wait, that's not a part of the plan. So now they're focused on this thing. They're fixated on this thing. They're no longer doing their job. They're worried about someone else's job, like the official's job. Why are you worried about my job? You're the one that gets to play. You're the most important person. If you weren't here, none of us would be out here. So which brings me to my next point. These kids are the most important thing. We should be building them up at all costs. Doesn't matter if the kid's on the other team, it's still a person, it's still someone's child. They deserve to get better just as much as your child who's supposed to be really good, the same child who's at a different part of the journey.
So Civilian Productions talked about a little bit about perspective and adversity. So enjoy this next call with Civili.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Kate. See, unfortunately, don't look at
me. Hi. What's up?
Not much. I figured we're thinking about doing some more collaboration with our users here at the Next. But
really loud. Hold on.
You're good.
Okay, what's up?
Now we're doing some more collaborations with the Next Gen, trying to get more users involved. I'm sure you see my other stations, KT, Anchor Nation.
No, I have it. I don't really, honestly. I'm in the process of recording like an actual podcast, so I love Anchor. I've just been kind of using it to practice, kind of. So I haven't really been too much researching other users.
Oh, that's
yet.
Cool. Yeah, this station's it's really just based off of the next generation. Not, you might think next generation is the next people coming into the wave, but it's also about youngsters, people who have a dream. It could be any age. So really, we're here to provide tricks just to help your experience along the way. Get your dream.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good for you guys. That sounds like a great, great goal.
Sure. We're trying to incorporate more of these call-ins this year. Last year, we just had to get our footing wet. Now that we're back into the groove in 2018, we're ready to do more of these call-ins. So they're actually the first one of this year, believe it or not. So.
Oh, awesome! Sounds fun. What do you guys do during the call-in?
We normally would go off like we would just talk about stuff, like one word, and the conversation goes off of there. So today's word of the day was Dolan was talking about adversity. So I guess we're just going to talk about: is there a time in your life where you had adversity and did you overcome it?
Sorry, it was cutting out a little bit. Hold on. Let me go in a different room in my house.
There you go.
Okay, so will you repeat the word? Sorry, I heard like part of it, but I didn't hear the whole thing.
It's not adversity? Yeah, so we're just asking today, what's one thing in your life you had to overcome? That's all.
Okay, so am I supposed to answer?
Yeah, you can tell a story. It's all good.
Okay. I mean, adversity, I feel like that typically is like kind of a racial thing or like a woman, female, like sexism type thing. Kind of the opposite in terms of sexism. Like I'm totally fine with the common stereotypes. Like I want to stay at home. I don't really want to have a job. I want someone to take care of me. So I would say that my adversity would be adversity to like just people that, you know, maybe naysayers in the past who have talked shit or said anything. Oh, sorry. Can I curse? Okay. But just anybody who's ever like kind of told me that I could, like my dreams were stupid or they're like, yo, that's a kind of a lofty goal. Like you're never going to get there. But I definitely feel like I've persevered regardless because I've kind of always had this like inner compass that's like, you know what you need to do, you know what you need to like do in order to get to where you want to be and that kind of thing. So I think just overcoming haters that weren't big fans of whatever choice I was making at the time.
No, that's important. Yeah, the haters are really motivators. I look at that as motivation. Yeah.
Well, that's good. I like that.
Yeah,
it rhymes.
Not only that, it rhymes, but to me, I feel like they're just trying to bring you down. And I think if you could kind of just overcome that and be like, okay, they're here just in the back of my mind, not going to argue with them. They're just trying to see through you. Don't worry about them. I think you just focus on the people who do follow you and just focus on yourself doing the right thing. You'll be in good shape for sure. So there?
Yeah, totally. No, I agree. Haters are, they motivate you more and you want to kind of, it makes you that much more determined to like succeed at whatever it is you're doing because you're like, oh, I'm going to be able to, at the end of the day, you're going to be, I think there's an Imagine Dragons song that's like, you're smiling in the nosebleeds while I'm up on stage. So like, good, you know, that was your choice. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You have to just keep doing your choice because without the choices you make, you don't know where you'll be. So it's definitely a good, humble feeling to keep doing what you're doing. The right choice will definitely all come down to you. And that's the great thing of life for sure.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And that's the great thing about America too, because you can make your own destiny. You're not like class, like destined to be in a certain class your whole life or in a certain role or, you know, whatever the case may be. And I think that that's amazing. And I say,
no, exactly. I think you have this destiny. You have this choice to say, hey, I'm waking up every day knowing that I live in this area where I can make these free choices. Some people can't. And the fact that we can do it every single day, knowing that this is it, we only get one chance, one life, one opportunity sometimes. It'll definitely make it a smoother ride, but it's also enjoy the ride while you're on it. You'll go through ups and downs.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people have, like, you know, staying motivated. That's something that I've always, like, even in my career, like, you know, in the corporate world, like, having a team that stays motivated and things like that has always been a struggle because people get discouraged easily, and, you know, you can't blame them because it is hard to stay motivated in the face of somebody who's in negative and saying things that are, you know, aren't going to happen, or they're quoting stats at you about this, the probability of you being able to get to where you want to be, that kind of thing. So I think that staying motivated is such a hard thing to do, and that if people can figure out actual incentive ways to keep people motivated, it's really going to change the game.
Well, exactly. I think the game-changing aspects of out here, just, they're incredible. And we have so many aspects of life that we haven't even seen every day, it seems like. You know, we keep learning, keep being a student of the game, if they say, you'll be in great hands.
Yep, keep learning.
Kind of say that, but yeah, absolutely, keep learning. I think that's a great message to have, because if you keep learning every day, eventually you get to a point where you can kind of learn things and then you can kind of pass it on to others or hold to yourself. And then one day when the time is right, you'll pass it on to others and it keeps going down like a generation. Sure.
I think one of the things that I've found that is so interesting to me is that, like, I've, you know, my boyfriend and I recently started our own online business, and you know, we kind of took a dive. It's like our side hustle hobby. But we, you know, as we tell our friends about it, and, you know, even just random people you meet at bars or, you know, out right. and about, whatever, they're like, how do you, like, we didn't even know that was possible. Like, all we do is, you know, go to work and then come home and watch, like, you know, the latest show on Fox or what, you know, like, they don't understand that there is a possibility to be able to, like, further your dream in ways and still kind of live your mundane, like, day-to-day life. So I think that people need to realize that you can totally do it. Gary Vaynerchuk is, like, one of my heroes, and he always is a big proponent of, you know, it's never too late to really take your dream and overcome adversity and, like, be able to, you know, even if you're a 70-year-old grandmother from, you know, the countryside of whatever, like, you can still make it happen if you have a great idea and you stick to it.
Yeah, any great idea, I mean, it's obviously going to have its up and downs, of course, to the purpose of life, but if you can still stick with it and don't give up and ever quit on the dream and the idea, you never know where I could take you, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I fully believe in that.
Yeah, I think sometimes we're underestimate, you know, some people underestimate, some people they overestimate, they overdeliver, whatever the case may be. But if you take a step back and realize that all you're trying to do is help people in the world, I think it's makes it more easier to understand and comprehend, for sure.
Well, I think people are scared a lot of the times too, and they think that, you know, it's entrepreneurship in general is a really hard thing to do, or, like, you know, even starting a blog or starting an anchor channel, like, it can be really, like, kind of scary. And I feel like people just need to kind of go for it and not over plan. And, like, you need to research, of course, you need to figure out your competition, your, you know, SWOT analysis, whatever. But then after you get to a certain point, you have that identity as a brand or as a personal brand. And then you really just need to execute, because you learn by doing. And I don't think that there's any textbook or article online or course that you can take that's going to substitute just actually going out and doing it for yourself.
You can never substitute the real mentality of this is reality. You can never do it. Even all the simulations, all the things you could do, all the analytics, if you're not doing the actual thing, you're really not, you know, getting the real lifetime experience. So that's important to know, for sure.
Absolutely. Cool.
All right. Thank you so much. Is it Savili or Savili?
It's Savili.
Okay. Thank you, Sav. Productions.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay.
Thanks for the day.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day. Bye.
So next call we have is with Positive Vibes, the man, the myth, the legend. Enough said. Insight TV.
Hey, KT. How are you, my friend?
We're going to do a little something different, a little next-gen action today.
Sounds good.
All right, so Donald's not on the call, but because he's got stuff to do. But it's okay. I'll take over here. So we're actually asking you, what's your adversity you've had to overcome, and how did you overcome it? Let's say you had something. So could you, like, ramble on a story? Have you got any story about adversity and how you...
The biggest thing that comes to mind is related to my health, right? Mm-hmm. And what I've experienced, especially I would say from late 2016 till now. So coming to my story, like really last summer, really having my breakdown. And so pretty much dealing with health issues over and over again, it really hit me with certain things I'm dealing with that I've even talked about yet. Right. And then what helped me overall, like 100% being on this mission with Positive Vibes on my journey, I should say, like it's helped in so many ways. I pretty much say that me working on my mindset has saved my life, right? So when I had my breakdown to the point that I couldn't control my emotions, I was really frustrated, I was sad, like all the emotions, right, all at once. And the way I overcame it, one is, of course, what I worked on. Because of what I worked on, I went to my parents. I went to my wife. I talked about it. I went on social media and I talked about it, right? So that's probably what helped me, is just opening up. Something, to be honest, I'm not used to, like in the past, but I realized that it's helped me in so many different ways.
No, I think that's a great point. That some people just need that voice in the ear to hear you out and vent out to the world that, hey, I have something to talk to you about. Could you give me the few seconds to just, you know, hear me out? And I'm sure that'll help for sure to have that comfort feeling.
100%, because what I've been talking about, but of course when you experience something you realize it a lot more, it's me and my thoughts, right? So I'm my own critic, right? So maybe I might be thinking something in a certain way, but when you tell someone else, and the response might be completely different and something that you actually need. So that's what I realized, that that's the benefit of opening up, and especially with Anchor now, right? Opening up to so many different people, you don't always expect a response, because you know, you have your own thoughts, right, in your own mind.
I think that's important. I think the thoughts are so different, not just on this app, but in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You almost have to kind of respect that and be more open to so many things that so many people have to deal with every day. And I'm sure it gives you fresh perspective as well.
Oh, perspective, man. That word, it's like done wonders for me, right, to really understand. Because that's what I talked about. Like, I talked about perspective, but it takes more than just to talk about it, right? You have to really look at yourself, experiences, and more than that, like I said, just listening, not only on social media, just listening to my family, my friends, my wife, like differently, major part in, I think, understanding yourself, understanding others. So when those not so good times come, you're just able to, I feel like, deal with it so much better.
Yeah, I think with the fact that perspective is so important in this world today, where you have to almost view it as almost like a currency, where you never know what someone else's perspective will be. So why not try to have this perspective, link up, and make things happen for sure?
No, it goes a long way to understand that, right? Because I know what I'm going through, right? So I could just imagine. That's all I could really do, imagine what someone else is going through. Because they could be dealing with the exact same situation I am. But again, they're their own person. They have their own thoughts, their own beliefs, right? So that's why, again, if someone has or has not dealt with your situation, I don't mind listening. I'm not that type of person saying, oh, you don't know what I'm dealing with, right? Or you don't know what I've been through. Why not listen? You still get that person's perspective. Whether you listen to it or not, there's nothing wrong with listening.
That's it. I mean, the fact that perspective is so open and so, it's so different. All you can do is imagine. And if you connect with a certain group of people or a certain type of person, that's a win for you. And you can hear it out and realize what's good with the situation or what you can do to even put advice in if you really understand it well, for sure.
I agree, man. I agree 100%. So where's Domo right now?
I think he's at work. But
does that work?
Figure I'd take over and help him out. He had a good I'm sure you heard the segment about perspective or something with the IG.
Yes.
Yeah, that was such a great call. And
mm-hmm.
Figure why not just go in this little mini outage where I just get calling some people, see what the adversity will be, and see what the answers are. Definitely good for sure.
No, I think it's a good idea, man, because if you call different people, again, different perspectives, right? And maybe different stories, experiences, whatever it is. And I always say it, and I know many others have said it, that when we share this type of information, it's going to help someone, because I know how much it helps me just talking about it. So imagine if someone else is listening, like I could just imagine the different directions it could go and how many different ways, I guess, to the point that it could help people.
The power of one. All it takes is one.
It comes back to that for sure.
You get that one listener, you get that one person who you feel is just right, and you feel like that's it. It's all the motivation you need to make it happen. I'm sure just one person has changed a lot of people's lives and perspective on this app as well.
100%, man, 100%.
All right, PV, I appreciate your time today, man. Thanks for giving us a little time here on the Next Gen, and anytime you need anything, you got you.
100%, man. Take care.